When it comes to five-a-side football, our minds probably turn to friends playing a weekly match, something for fitness rather than serious competition. However, at different times in the history of Celtic and Scottish football, this wasn't always the case. This is the often unusual story of Celtic and five-a-side football. When Celtic were first formed in the late 1800s, football was increasingly the country's most popular sport. But things were more complicated than this. For one thing, clubs like Celtic were interested in more than just football. They were also involved in activities such as cycling and athletics, and other sides had links with cricket and even baseball. This meant that public attention didn't just focus on football games. Celtic Park was often host to other sports and activities. In fact, when the modern-day Celtic Park site was first opened in 1892, it was an athletics tournament that first drew crowds. Just as other sports promoted significant interest, so too did football matches with fewer than 11 players on each team. Four-a-side and five-a-side competitions were often able to draw good attendances, especially when part of a programme that included other sports as well. Although, even when there were numerous attractions on show, it was usually the five-a-side tournament that most encouraged supporter attendance. A good example of this is shown in the 1900 Fird Lanark tournament. Although this featured musical displays, gymnastics and cycling, it was still the five-a-side event that received highest billing on the pre-event adverts, name-checking the various teams that would compete, including Celtic, Rangers, Hearts and others. To give an idea of how much interest these contests generated, it's worth looking at the 1924 five-a-side competition that was held at Celtic Park. A sixpenny gate encouraged a big audience, with 15,000 coming along to watch the contest. Whether they were all happy to see Rangers win the event is another matter though. As a result of this, such tournaments were held across Scotland, in the north, south, east and west. It was mainly established football teams that organised them, but sometimes such games were part of police sports events. These were common in the 1800s and 1900s, sometimes taking place at locations such as Celtic Park and Ibrox. Often, advertising the prizes in advance was a way of encouraging teams to enter, as well as fans to come along. This was the case at Celtic Park in 1893, although this particular Celtic Park wasn't in Glasgow, but in Paisley, and it was home to Paisley Celtic. This Celtic team hosted a five-a-side tournament to boost club funds. Their pre-event adverts described five handsome silver badges with gold centres for the winners and five silver badges for the second place team, along with the price of entry that was required for teams to enter. One of the more unusual aspects of these early tournaments was the prizes involved. Nowadays, winning sides in an 11-a-side event will get trophies, medals and large cheques. Instead, many historic five-a-side contests offered rewards such as tea services to celebrate victory. On other occasions, different types of watches were available for the winners. It was sometimes the case that the colour of watch denoted the final placing in the tournament. For instance, in 1890, when Celtic won the St Mirren five-a-sides competition, the boys received gold watches, whilst Arfordly, the runners-up, got silver ones. Five-a-side games could also be used to ease new signings into the Celtic side. In August 1904, Alec McNair had not long arrived at Celtic Park. He would eventually go on to spend 21 years at the club and is Celtic's longest-serving player. He was part of the Celtic side that played in the Falkirk five-a-side tournament in August of 1904. The boys won this competition, beating Stenhouse Muir in the final, the very team that McNair had left to move to Glasgow's East End. Another interesting part of early five-a-side tournaments was the fluid nature of team loyalty. On different occasions, players from one side would turn out for another team in these games. This includes Celtic legend Johnny Madden, who once pulled on a Rangers jersey for such an event. Sometimes, bad blood from the 11-a-side matches could spill over into five-a-side fixtures as well. In 1893, Celtic won their first league title. However, en route to this triumph, they had a violent experience against Abercorn. In a match won by the Paisley team, Celtic players were attacked when leaving the pitch and ended up fighting with many Abercorn fans. In fact, one cell even went to jail for assault. Celtic were furious, and this surely played a major role in Abercorn being voted out of the league at the end of the season. This was in a time when there wasn't automatic relegation. Instead, the bottom teams went to a vote to decide the makeup of the next season's league. Following all this furore, a five-a-side tournament in June 1893 brought together Celtic and the Abbeys. The Paisley men won the match, but it was a fixture characterised by its physical and bad-tempered nature. One newspaper later wrote that grim satisfaction was evident on the faces of the Abercorn quintet when they left the field after ousting the Celts. There was just a little too much feeling thrown into this tie. The hatchet has not yet been buried. Five-a-side competitions were frequently held in the late 1800s and carried on well into the 1900s as well. Not even global conflict could stop them. In August 1914, just days after Britain entered the First World War, there was a five-a-side tournament held at Celtic Park. This involved eight sides from across Glasgow and the west of Scotland. The boys' team included legendary club players such as sniper Jimmy McCall and Johnny Browning. Eventually, it was Queen's Park who won the contest, beating Clyde 4-0 in the final. This was also the case during World War II. Five-a-side contests were held during the conflict, and these could be used to raise money for war charities. For instance, in 1942, a war relief fund competition took place at Ibrox, bringing together eight sides from Glasgow and beyond, including Celtic. This practice of hosting five-a-side tournaments was evident throughout much of the 20th century. From 1900 until the 1960s, these contests remained part of Celtic's and Scotland's footballing calendar, hosted by a range of teams. Many of the Celts who played were some of the major names in the club's history. Over the years, this includes figures such as Dan Doyle, Jimmy McGrory, Jimmy Delaney, Neely Mochan, Pat Crernd and Bobby Murdoch. By the 1960s, interest in these contests began to wane, and they had little major significance for professional football. However, there are some exceptions to this. From the 1960s until the 1980s, a Daily Express five-a-side competition was held each year in London. It drew together numerous top teams, with some first-team players on display for those fans that came along to watch. This event took place in Wembley Arena and was important enough to be televised in some years. Crowds of up to 10,000 were enticed by the calibre of players on display. Celtic entered at different times, and in 1981 they won the tournament, the only time a Scottish team achieved this. In November of that year, Celtic overcame Watford, Manchester United and Ipswich before beating Southampton 1-0 in the final. It was a good Celtic lineup, including players such as Charlie Nicholas, Willie McStay and Peter Latchford. Also in the Celtic team was the unfortunate Willie Garner, a man who signed from Aberdeen in 1981, scored two own goals on his debut and rarely played again. Another Celtic connection with smaller team sizes, albeit featuring six rather than five, is the Tennent Sixes tournament. Fans of a certain age will remember this annual contest, which brought together Scotland's top teams on an annual basis from 1984 until 1993. The matches were held at different places, including Falkirk and Edinburgh, although the most common venue was the Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre in Glasgow. Each year it attracted good crowds, particularly younger fans. The games were often televised as well. Celtic's one success in the competition came in 1992. On that occasion, the boys faced St Johnstone in the final and claimed a 4-2 win. Goals came from Tony Cascarino, John Collins, Jerry Craney and Joe Miller. After Celtic's win, the tournament had only 1 year left to run. In 1993, Partick Thistle won the event and still have the trophy from this. Nowadays, five-a-sides matter little. When it comes to Celtic, such numbers are usually only involved if it's a training ground game. Jock Steen once famously said that the Celtic jerseys will not shrink to fit inferior players, but sometimes perhaps the size of the Celtic team might do so. Although 11-a-side football is what attracts most attention, there's been numerous times in Celtic's history when smaller team sizes have brought some memorable moments. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.